That from the previous month to the strongest pace in a year, where home buyers were encouraged by a modest pullback in mortgage rates and more properties on the market, existing home sales climbed 9.5%. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way. But if you have plans in the evening hours tonight, I think we should be dry with the small risk of some widely scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 54. For tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers are likely. Maybe a few thunderstorms with a high in the mid-60s on Friday. Saturday morning, there could be a leftover shower somewhere in the area, but I think we see improvement by afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. And Sunday looks like a good day with a high in the lower 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You up to speed of lotsam.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
One of our institutions of higher education is now offering a course where you can study and get credit for taking the course on Weird Al Yankovic. So why don't we study together? This is The Life.
I eat filet mignon 7 times a day. My bathtub is filled with Perrier. What can I say? This is a life. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood. I hire somebody to chew my food. I'm an upwardly mobile dude. This is a life. They say that money corrupts you, but I can't really tell.
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACD for the Thursday Goes By on a Blur's Day. We have Mark LeBaire coming up at 3:30. We didn't get to talk to him last week, so we'll be catching up with him and David Blackman. Second cup of the Idiocracy at 4.
And here they are.
Right now, it's me and Rosie. Jeb, embrace us.
Please clap.
That was me. I was a little bit slow in the uptake there. Because I'm busy killing myself trying to stay alive to do this job. It's just the way it is. So to recap some of the stuff that we have talked about this morning, and I've heard it all over the media today, or seen references to it anyway, that our country is not even in the top 20 when it comes to the annual survey on happiest countries. And the only group that is happy within this country, who scored higher than lower, are boomers. So we must be doing something really evil to enjoy that level of happy. I mean, I'm playing our song. Give it a listen.
If you're happy and a boomer, clap your hands. Got a pension and your house is all paid off. If you bought it in the 80s, then the prices got inflated, sitting pretty in retirement playing golf. If you're happy and you're Gen X, clap your hands. If you're a millennial who can afford a high interest rate mortgage, clap your hands. If you're Gen Y or Z, someday you'll have money when you inherit it from your mom and dad.
See, The way the media has been doing nothing but telling us to hate this country. So I'm not surprised at these numbers. But their messaging has been especially effective in younger demographics. And I'm not blaming youth for buying into that messaging. But the reason, there's a headline here on thelibertydaily.com. Even the Gen Zers and millennials who want to get married, you know, flaming heterosexuals and start a family, aren't doing so because they can't afford it in Dementia Joe's America. Because kids are expensive. And that's the truth. Of course, you know, and it's funny, I've seen this turn up in old movies and everything else. Why would I bring a child into this world? Well, maybe it's the child that's going to make it better. There's always that. But my advice to the younger demographics, if you really want to make it better, stop voting for assholes. I can't be any more blunt than that. And that starts with the one in our White House. And then they just double down on stupid. Why do we have ESPN on? I'm not watching the damn basketball tournament. Where's the remote? I could care less about 64 schools I never heard of, never attended. I need the Cartoon Network. What channel is that?
I have no idea.
Even though we talk about the basketball tournament. I mean, if you got a sheet, fine. You know how it is with the NCAA tournament. It's never the person who actually spends money for insider information and all that stuff that wins these things. ESPN did a breakdown.
This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from Accounting. Linda, your thoughts on Colgate?
I love Colgate, especially their overnight whitening pen.
Right. Duke is a 4 seed. Do they have a chance?
Okay, so I don't know what seeds are, but my dog growing up was named Duke, so I love them.
You think they could beat UConn?
Ew, Connecticut is like the most boring state.
Okay, any thoughts on Drake?
I haven't listened to Drake since before COVID.
Finally, who do you have in the final four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells buy, and I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Take your best guess, and maybe you'll do well. I'm looking for all kinds of things here today. Oh, here's one with John Kennedy from Louisiana. I may want to give that a quick spin here on Newstalk 93.1 FM. And Papa B is the first one in today. Hello.
Hey, Greg, Rosie.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to Mr. Robert.
Yes.
It's always so much fun. I don't know how he does it, man. He's got an encyclopedia brain or something.
He does.
He just knows a little bit of something about everything.
You know,
incredible.
We listen to him on the radio here, but when you watch America's Untold Stories, he's never referencing anything. He doesn't have his phone in his hand. He's not looking anything up. It's all stored.
Right. I watched the one on Lizzie Borden, and, you know, he had kind of talked about that a couple of weeks ago, so maybe I'm not spilling the beans, but, you know, he was right. She could not have done it by herself. I don't know if you watched it, but it's pretty interesting, actually. The reason I'm calling is I just got an example here of what's happening in our industry, the real estate business, okay? Small example, but it's going, you know, nationwide. Now, when we do our little sketch as appraisers, you know, we have to put all the rooms on there, the bedrooms, the baths.
Right.
And, you know, we've always used the master bedroom and the master bath, okay? And now you can't use master bath. No. You can't use master bedroom.
Oh, that's right. Master, wasn't that like slave something or some bull crap?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And that's this DEI that has infiltrated and gotten into places where they really don't need to be because nobody needs to pay attention to them. But if anybody's listening, that's a violation of the First Amendment. If you're going to try to compel or coerce speech, that's also a violation of the First Amendment.
Well, what have we learned? We've learned that Joe Biden and his thugs, they don't give a rat's ass about your free speech. In fact, we've got a Supreme Court justice who was picked solely because of her color. We know that. Who says, I'm very concerned the First Amendment may be getting in the way of the government's ability to censor us. What the fork?
I know it, right. But anyway, sooner or later, somebody's going to have to address that because you cannot let people. And then, you know, the people that are pushing it, they are in charge of some things. So they'll say, well, if you don't do this and so, then we're going to do this. That is extortion. It's also a threat of violence, which is also a crime. But anyway, sooner or later, we're going to have to mop all this up. All right.
Thank you for the call. Speaking of crime, again, I've heard all of a sudden squatters' rights have become a big thing. It's always been a thing, but there's stories in the news. And right now, and I wish I got to corral Eddie Bader because I'm sure he has some insights on this that I don't. I heard two stories today about people who held the title to a property and had absolutely no rights whatsoever when it came to squatters that had taken over their property. This is lunacy.
Yeah.
In the first degree. As far as I'm concerned, they're there because they broke in and entered, and that should be what the police are thinking about when they visit these joints. How did you get in? Did you have a key? Were you invited in by the owner? No? Well, then you're under arrest. And the hell with squatters' rights. But that's America today. We give rights to people who don't deserve them, like illegal aliens who have already broken the law to get in here, and screw the citizens who got to pick up the tab for all of this ongoing insanity, which we call the idiocracy, which we'll explore with David Blackman. Not much of a voice left here today. I don't know what's going on. But I'll do my best. I always do. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, proud to have the Ingram family as a sponsor of the show. For the great products they sell and the extraordinary lengths that they go to at Jack Ingram Select to make sure that, and right now the market for pre-owned vehicles is very big. It keeps people in their financial wheelhouse. And if you're going to go for a pre-owned vehicle, make sure you're going for something that's been thoroughly vetted, that's had to meet very specific standards, like 84 points under the engine, that have to meet the original factory specifications and performance. A clean Carfax vehicle history report. Yes, they send the vehicles off to the body shop for reconditioning and inspection and so forth. Oh my goodness, Timmy. They still have that 99 Corvette base. 19,893. They got 25 lending partners to connect you with that vehicle if you're interested. But there's a car that's qualified under these very strict. And plus, they don't just say, hey, you can depend on this car. They back it up with a factory warranty, a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program that includes Jeeps, domestics, Ford, Chevys, imports, all with a factory warranty. And they take the guesswork out of buying a pre-owned vehicle. So all you have to do is decide whether the vehicle is right for the need for which you're shopping, whether it's family, yourself, a new driver in the family, or your business. And then knowing they've got all those lending partners lined up to help you finance, all you need to worry about is picking out the car. By the way, in addition to everything I mentioned, 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of that warranty period and rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. What else can they do to back up the products they sell? I think they've done a really good job of doing everything possible. At Jack Ingram Select, don't forget they sell brand new Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Nissans, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi, in addition to these incredible pre-owned vehicles. All on the boulevard or at jackingram.com. Our first of the Rose with Skipper at 3:20.
Looking good all over the area at the moment. We've got light to moderate traffic flow all over Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Giving us all clears at the moment with no problems there. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We're watching the cams. We're keeping an eye on traffic, and we will let you know if any accidents come up. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by FCA US LLC.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everyone's watching.
Sports department in to give you an update. Games played so far today. At 3:24, ladies and gentlemen, the senator from the great state of Louisiana, John Kennedy, questioning some of the climate change crap all in the budget, I think. Is that what he's doing here?
Who invited you here today?
I came with Protect Our Winters.
Right. But you're here on behalf of the Democrats or the Republicans?
I'm here on behalf of the outdoor enthusiasts around America.
Okay. You were contacted by Senator Whitehouse's staff. What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
They were busy teaching.
Okay.
Boys I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but
well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up, because you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska.
Oh, what a pile.
And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as, is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what?
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay.
Oh, God, I love what he does to these witnesses. He just chews them up and spits them out. We got to get ready for the great Grobert from America's Untold Stories. And I just feel like I'm going to fire a starter pistol and just let him go for 20 minutes. He could do it, too. I could use the help today. Blue Water News is next. Adams Drugs is a company that is both local and gives you a chance to not only support a local economy, because 75 cents of every dollar you spend there stays here, but a great team of people in a business that has devoted itself to providing people with great customer service. Hey, maybe you're one of those folks that went to your pharmacy and it wasn't there anymore, or it got bought up along with your medical history and everything else. Mike Vinson and his family, they've had Adams Drugs for 62 years, 12 locations, one convenient to you. If you can hear the show over the radio, you've got one. And if you're tired of eye rolls at the counter
and people who don't seem all that interested or care that much that you're doing business with them, give them a try. People that take time to save you money on copays, people that take time to answer your questions about medication, places that have all your over-the-counter needs, and some nice gift shops, and if you need a candy bar and a soda to refresh, you can do that too. Four locations have wellness clinics, so you can get a shingle shot, a flu shot, whatever the doctor may have asked you to take care of outside the office. So what are you waiting for? Go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you, and become a customer. Give them a try. I promise you'll keep coming back for more.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The man killed in a shooting Saturday night was a cousin of Montgomery City Council President C.C. Calhoun. 36-year-old Quentin Harris was gunned down at Woodley Oaks Apartments in a shooting that injured three others. Suspect and motive remain unknown as the investigation continues. Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation into law banning ballot harvesting on Wednesday. The new law makes it illegal to return another person's absentee ballot application, and it is now a felony to pay someone to distribute or collect absentee ballot applications. The state of Alabama is rolling out a new method to inform victims of crime about changes in the status of an offender. Officials announced the Alabama Victim Notification System on Wednesday, which allows victims to know when criminals are up for parole, released, or have any sort of change in status or custody. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way, but if you have plans in the evening hours tonight, I think we should be dry with the small risk of some widely scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 54. For tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers are likely. Maybe a few thunderstorms with a high in the mid-60s on Friday. Saturday morning, there could be a leftover shower somewhere in the area, but I think we see improvement by afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. And Sunday looks like a good day with a high in the lower 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House, effective at noon tomorrow. The White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
Now, let's see if the guy on the phone here is at least smiling at that. His name is Mark Grobert. He's America's greatest storyteller from America's Untold Stories on YouTube. Jeb, lead us in prayerful appreciation of Mark Grobert.
Please clap.
We missed you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I took a week off.
That was the first one. I am so grateful that you have always found 20 minutes for us every week so we can just chat and catch up on things. But the first thing I wanted to ask you was tell us about Youngstown and how everything went there.
Well, Well, it's a very depressing town. I mean, it's just devastated economically, Greg. A lot of boarded up businesses. A lot of depressed situations there. So, I mean, it looks like they were hit hard, like in the 90s, never recovered.
We had our weekly listener gathering Wednesday night, and several of our listeners have, you know, watched some of the meetup there. I did not get a chance to do that. In fact, I got to be honest with you, I'm falling behind on my homework with America's Untold Stories, because I see you just did one on John Connolly, and I can't wait to watch that. And we found Mark because I was looking for fresh takes on JFK, and boy, do they deliver that on America's Untold Stories. But I got to ask you this, because I know you're a baseball guy, and we talked last summer about the Dodgers' brilliant decision to honor Satan. And
Satan's a season ticket holder, bro.
I got to ask, today during the morning show we had the Dodger-Padre game on from South Korea. And I'm wondering what the owner of the Dodgers, who just spent $300 million to sign this Yamamoto guy, the Japanese pitcher, sends him out there for the first time in a real game, and he gives up. He doesn't even make it past the first inning.
I saw that. I mean, the guy has never pitched in the major leagues. I mean, they gave Ohtani the money he got because he is an accomplished pitcher.
Yeah,
but you don't know if everybody can make that transition, Greg.
Well,
he got the highest paid pitching contract, you know, for initial guy in Dodger history.
Yeah,
and then gave up the most runs in the first start in Dodger history as a pitcher. So he got two records.
Is that why I saw your tweet on the co-owner of the Dodgers, Todd Beeley? Is that how it's pronounced?
I think it's Boley, but he's Boley. The co-owner, right? Todd Boley.
And in the tweet, it says that his nerves may have gotten the best of him during the game today because he appeared to pick his nose and eat it.
Yeah, there's video. I didn't want to put the video up for the children, you know, because it was just too trigger provoking. I didn't want to put up the actual video, but yeah, it's quite clear. He is nervous and looking at the mistakes that he made.
Yeah, that's a big mistake to make.
And the Ohtani story is just not going to go away. I mean, the arrest, the imminent arrest of his translator. Now, you can't make this up. This is something that you would see on Eastbound and Down or something. This is just a crazy, crazy story, Greg.
Yeah, for those of you listening, you may not care about baseball, but you probably have heard of Shohei Ohtani. He's an incredible player. And even with $700 million, hasn't found somebody that can teach him a little English, so the Dodgers have always had an interpreter there. And I guess the interpreter had access to his funds or something and took $4.5 million for illegal gambling.
First of all, this is a guy he went to high school with. Let me just straighten the story out.
Okay, please.
This guy has worked for him since he was 18, Greg.
Wow. Okay?
So the original story that there was a gambling bookie, a regular bookie out of Orange County, a well-to-do bookie, who, because Orange County is not legal in California, was running a bookmaking operation out of his house in Orange County. So they raided this guy, and he must have, like, given up some names. And one of the names he gave up was this translator. Now, the translator says that Ohtani gave him, who's his best friend, and he drives Ohtani, lives with Ohtani, watches TV with Ohtani, with Ohtani 24/7 for years, Greg, for years. He claims initially that Ohtani gave him $4.5 million to cover his gambling debt.
Wow.
And everybody went, why would Ohtani do that? And then the story changed when they threw this guy under the bus and said he robbed Ohtani of 4.5. The story changed. A couple hours later, Greg, story changed. They said he robbed Ohtani of $4.5 million by somehow inexplicably, getting into his account and issuing a wire transfer of $4.2 million to the bookie in Orange County, which is insane. It's a preposterous story, and I don't think it's going to hold up. The story was released by ESPN working with the LA Times simultaneously the same day, which was yesterday. The guy was fired by the Dodgers immediately.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to separate the guy from Ohtani, Greg.
This is why I'm curious.
No. Ohtani's got tons of accountants, tons of managers, tons of PR people, entire sports agencies working for him. Yet we're to believe that this translator somehow got into his account and wire transferred $4.2 million to a bookie in Orange County without Ohtani knowing it.
See, if I misplace $5, I immediately begin looking for it because I don't want to lose it. So even somebody like Ohtani, right, would think would notice $4.5 million. Where did it go?
Or somebody within his organization.
Yeah. Right?
Really incredible. Is there a darker possibility here?
There is a darker possibility, which I'm going with, that he is Pete Rose.
Wow.
That's right, wow.
That is big time. That's a $700 million wow. Yep. But that was the first thing I wondered, because something, you know, Mark, we're being trained by the news to not believe a damn thing they say. And when they want to protect somebody.
When they publicly change the story in a few hours, I mean, this is low-hanging fruit for me.
Yeah. I would agree. It is low-hanging fruit.
And it just seems impossible that the translator would be able to go into anybody's account, you know, who's of that stature, and wire transfer millions of dollars to a bookie in Orange County. Give me a break.
Yeah. That is some real serious stuff. I'm wondering, you know.
Now asking, when the story changed, they said that he robbed Ohtani, and they're expecting the authorities to cooperate with them and have this guy arrested. They're going to bury this guy in jail immediately to silence him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But I couldn't wait to ask you. I thought about it this morning when we were watching the game. I got to ask Mark about this, because if anybody has the chops and the intuition to dig a little bit deeper, it's you.
It's an LA Times story with cooperation of ESPN. So they had this information for months. They dropped it yesterday because it was opening day to do the most damage and get the most seats. But for their journalistic buck, which I don't really begrudge them, it didn't happen yesterday. It's an ongoing investigation of this bookie down at OC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's weird.
Mark, the last time we talked, you made a prediction on what's going to happen with Trump and his property, and she's gone ahead and done this now. Letitia James has actually seized his golf course and private estate north of Manhattan.
Moments ago, my friend.
This sickens me, and he can't put up some kind of, you know, substantial. I mean, they're asking for his life here with this ridiculous bond for being convicted of paying off a loan on time and with interest, unprecedented in American history. This is really, you know, one of the things you've done on America's Untold Stories is reveal the deep state over and over and over again, and this is the worst right now to me. This is just...
Well, they're not done yet. They're just getting started.
Yeah.
They're going to seize Trump Tower, I think, by the end of the week. They're going to go down to the 40 Worth building on Wall Street. They're going to seize that. And I predict, they will throw out tenants and put homeless people in these properties as an ultimate FU to Trump.
Wow. You know what? I'll bet you're 100% right on that. That would so fit the way these...
Yep.
Despicable subhuman douchebags work, man. I wish I had thought of that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm closer to them than you are. That's why it's easier for me.
I know that, first of all, I was kind of flabbergasted when stories first surfaced that RFK Jr. had picked Aaron Rodgers as a...
Wow, those were trial balloon teasers, bro. I mean, his thing is so dead in the water. Don't you understand? I mean, think about Bernie Sanders when Bernie Sanders was running.
Right.
Bernie Sanders, who lost, well, you know, whether it was nefarious methods or whatever, he had rallies, Bernie Sanders, with 50,000 people at the rallies. Okay? Now, we're used to it with Trump.
Yeah.
But RFK has never had a rally yet. This is already April. Okay? He doesn't even have the pull to get a rally in a stadium. You know, stuff like Trump and Sanders were able to do. There is no campaign. So he needs to generate noise by, you know, either vice presidential choices or whatever. I mean, think about the dilemma that they're in, Greg.
Well, they do have a dilemma.
There's no primaries. There's no press conferences. There's no delegates. There's no victories or losses. There's no state ballots that he's on. How do you generate heat to your campaign?
You got to put a name out there.
Okay, so you put a bunch of names out there. He puts out Jesse the Body Ventura. But the name that he's choosing now is a woman who her claim to fame is that she is the divorced wife of the Indian communist head of Google and received billions of dollars in a settlement for the divorce. And she's smoking hot. I suggest that there's more to this RFK wanting to be with this woman than has yet to be seen.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense when you think about it. I love your Twitter thread. By the way, if you want to look up Mark Robert on Twitter, it's at Lord Buckley, and there's no E in Buckley. I want to make sure that everybody understands that. What do you see moving forward with all this?
There's no I in team,
either.
There's no I in team.
What? It's funny. I checked in on your Twitter page before showtime, but I was thinking about you this morning watching that Dodger game, and I was just dying to see what your take on this would be. And worst signing in Dodger history. You're absolutely right. Even though we are not necessarily a baseball town here,
yeah.
The point, you know, with the big bucks and expectations of athletes, and to get this, no wonder he's picking his nose.
Do you have a town called Shelby, Alabama?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, that is the home of Eastbound and Down, one of the great baseball comedies of all time, which I'm recommending as a series for you to watch. I think you would love this series more than anything you've ever seen, with Danny McBride and Will Farrell is in it and is one of the producers. And it's a baseball comedy set in Shelby, Alabama.
I got to check this out. I wrote everything you just said down, man. I got to look this up.
Yep.
You will.
It'll be the best series you've ever been.
You know, you mentioned filling the Trump mansion and his properties with homeless people or even migrants. We were talking about this before we brought you on the air, this whole squatter phenomenon. All of a sudden, it's like, are they handing out flyers at the border to people, how to find yourself a house and stay there and have more rights than the owner does?
Well, I did a spot on Emerald TV yesterday on her show, and there's a video that I came upon of a Venezuelan who has 300,000 illegal aliens from Venezuela, young guy, got 300,000 followers on TikTok, and he did a video urging all of the illegal aliens to seize all of America's abandoned homes that are for sale and to squat in them, because he has researched the laws. And it is an organized movement by the illegal aliens through NGOs to take Americans' homes that are on the market or even when they're on vacation and work the squatter laws against the Americans who own the homes. It's organized, bro.
It sure is. It's funny how something like this, and I've heard of squatters, and I took a real estate course like years ago, and they even taught us a little bit about it in that, but I didn't realize that in so many instances. I heard a call from somebody today that didn't get arrested, but they weren't allowed to shut the power off to the house or do anything that would interrupt or disturb the comfort of the people that were squatting there. That makes absolutely no sense.
I mean, look, there's legitimate cases where somebody has rented a place from you and you want to toss them out. And they've been in there long. The law is originally designed for this. Someone who's been in there for months and months, legally, and then you go to toss them out illegally. That's what the laws are about. That's not what's going on here. These people are searching Zillow and all the different listings and physically taking the homes of people, have them homes on the market that are empty.
Oh, man. That this is...
And it's organized, and it's being run by NGOs.
That is truly frightening. Truly frightening. Tell us what you and Eric Henley have planned in upcoming episodes of America's Untold Stories.
Well, we've got Freeform Friday tomorrow, where we're going to go over all the news of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to see more about these stories, to hear more about these stories, I would strongly recommend they tune in tomorrow on YouTube, Rumble, or unstructured.locals.com and see what's going on. And we're going to start to segue into Watergate over the next few months.
Okay.
Covering and showing the connection to Trump and to the JFK assassination through Watergate.
Mark, I got to tell you, I found you through my lifelong obsession with learning more about JFK. By the way, did you see the comment that Trump made recently that if you had seen what he had seen, he would have kept those documents hidden? What could he be referring to?
Again, you're just a victim of this. This is that little curmudgeon guy, Napolitano, the judge, saying that Trump told him this.
Ah.
So you have to take it with a grain of salt.
All righty. And by the way, in the time that we've known you and had the privilege of having you on the show with us, I love the fact that in addition to the JFK material, which will be endless, I love it when you guys give your takes on the news. You continue to amaze. Somebody called just before you came on and said, I don't know how he does it. How he, without referencing, there's no phone sitting in front of you. You just have a massive database in that brain of yours, man, and I'm jealous. I got to admit.
I wish I had a teleprompter. It would make my life a lot easier. I would tell you that much.
Well, it's great. We recommend it, folks. America's Untold Stories on YouTube. Pick an episode. You can't go wrong with this group.
Yeah.
And Freeform Fridays are just getting more and more fun. Mark, thanks as always for your time. It goes by in a blur. We love you. We'll talk to you next week, we hope.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. Well, no special instructions for Rosie.
Yeah.
Not to, you know, put the cat out or whatever it is. He's always telling you. All right, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon here in just a second, and David Blackman coming up in 10 minutes. I sure am working up an appetite. By the way, thanks to everybody who joined us at Bomb Hours last night. Always good casual fun. We hope you'll consider joining us some Wednesday. Morris Capuano. He's frequently part of our group at Bomb Hours. Everybody loves Mo. You know why? Because he's a great guy. He is laid back, personal, professional, interested in people. And I never have a conversation with a man where I don't walk away feeling, wow, he really does care. That's the way he is. And what makes him tick is his ability to make the American dream come true for people. As a guy with access to Troy Bank and Trust, tremendous network of assets around the state of Alabama. Troy Bank and Trust, by the way, their charter prohibits them from being merged into another entity. So with all these resources across the state available, he can get you a mortgage. People still need to buy houses. Look, there was a long period of time in this country where people were buying and closing on homes at double-digit interest rates. Whatever the best rate available is, he'll find it for you. Maybe you're sitting on a low interest rate mortgage but would like to make a significant home improvement, a new roof, maybe a hot tub, and whatever it is. He can get you the money for that. 409-9300. Perhaps you're interested in investments. He can help you with that. And if you've got a business that you would like to launch, like a key lime pie company, I know a guy that's really interested in doing that. 409-9300. Let Morris do his thing, man. This is what he thrives on, because ultimately, in addition to making the American dream come true, he's helping people. And that's what he lives to do. Please take that as gospel. 409-9300, Morris Capuano with Troy Bank and Trust, an equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 886. 97.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
And David Blackman for a second cup of the Idiocracy coming up at the top of the hour.
This accident is on East Boulevard near IHOP out by Atlanta Highway. Please use caution there. Woodley Road at East South Boulevard. They're saying that this one should be clear. It's still showing as active. Just use caution at that intersection. And they're wrapping up one West Boulevard at Mobile Highway. Traffic's light to moderate. Got a couple of other minor accidents around, but nothing affecting traffic flow. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears and busy traffic. Larry Liva has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzful Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Do you suffer from March Madness?
I've been researching my bracket nonstop. I've done a strength of schedule analysis, ranked the point guards, and ESPN3 has been out in the background the whole time. Oh, it's giving me palpitations.
Then ask your bracketologist about Baxibol.
Baxibol?
Once yearly Baxibol is the anti-obsession medication that will help you understand these are just college kids and you're only wagering a measly $10.
Wow, Baxibol really works. I care so little about it that I'm just picking the teams that are named after birds.
Patients who've used Baxibol are comforted by realizing the office pool is always won by someone who doesn't know the first thing about sports anyway. So this year, make your pick Baxibol.
March Madness doesn't make me sick anymore, but I might call out sick so I can watch all the games.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Casey counts them down.
Finland, Denmark, and Iceland stay at the top. We're counting down the happiest countries in the world based on health, freedom, generosity, social support, GDP, and perceptions of corruption.
Number 23.
Yep, the United States isn't even in the top 20. That's right, Kuwait, Czechia, and Lithuania are all happier than the United States. Sorry, America. Keep your feet on the ground and keep dealing with your scars.
That's a cute take on a true study. And if we're in the 20 to 30 range on world happiness, something is seriously screwy wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that I attribute to the messaging that's being done through our education system about how forked up this country is and how wrong and it's racist and it's this and it's that. And it's for ad people that have that I want to live somewhere else fantasy. England, right? They're not that different from us, are they? So they fulfilled their fantasy and moved to England and hated it. First of all, they were speaking a foreign language there called English. Yeah, it's, I don't know what people are thinking. But if you're looking for Joe Biden to make it better, you are just stupid. I'm sorry. You are ignorant.